Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Across North Texas, we've seen a tragic number of deaths because of coronavirus, and this as the governor comes out with a new warning.
The state could get two more waves of COVID-19 cases starting this summer as more businesses reopen. Governor Greg Abbott says they have strike teams ready to respond to any areas that become coronavirus hotspots. He also says they're planning ahead for another possible surge later this year.
There's talk about a potential second flare-up or third flare-up in the fall or wintertime when the regular flu occurs, and COVID-19 could occur if we don't have medicines to take care of it.
He says the state is working to make sure it has a good supply of gloves, face masks, and other protective gear for healthcare workers. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, Dallas County announces 8 new coronavirus deaths today.
It's the highest total this week and the most since last Wednesday. 221 people in the county have now passed from coronavirus complications. One of the deaths was that of a man in Dallas in his 30s, who died in his home and did not have underlying health conditions. 197 more positive cases were also announced today. County Judge Clay Jenkins reminded residents to stay home and stay safe, avoid necessary crowds, maintain social distancing, wear a face covering inside businesses or on public transit, and practice good hand hygiene. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.